How's it going, everybody? And welcome into Tribal Council, a Survivor recap show, the podcast where I recap Survivor, Winners at War, and the first episode I tried to recap Australian Survivor All-Stars, but since I have kind of gotten really far behind and I don't know how I'm going to catch up. So right now I'm just going to focus on reviewing or discussing Survivor Winners at War and keep going on with that. I'm really busy right now doing my TV show The Film Reel on News Channel 15. I also got my YouTube channel Earth Nerd that I got to focus on. And then I'm also doing a stage production of Mamma Mia, and then I've got real life stuff to focus on. So I've got a lot of stuff on my plate right now. So I'm going to go ahead and just say that for the rest of what's going on right now, I'm gonna just review Survivor Winners at War. I just can't keep up with all the Australian Survivor episodes coming out all at once. I mean, there's like three a week, and it's just impossible for me to watch them all. So I wanted to try and review Australian Survivor All-Stars as well for you guys, because I know that's a big season for Australian Survivor going on at the same time as Winners of the War, but I just don't think I can keep up with it. So episodes are probably going to be a little shorter now that I'm only reviewing one episode. We'll just see how this goes, but so we're going to go ahead and start in to this here. Starting off on day 7 at Selle, Adam talks to Denise about targeting Parvati next, which I think is the right move. Parvati, huge threat. So, I mean, obviously, I don't see why people wouldn't want to target Parvati. I mean, it's one of those deals to where she is one of the biggest threats out there, so why it's taken them this long to say, hey, we should get Parvati out. I know that's what Danny was trying to do, but, I mean, you got it. Whenever you're taking out someone like Parvati, you got to do it right. You can't just like, say, oh, we're going to do it and expect it to actually happen. So, yeah. Adam, Ben, and Michelle all agree to take out Parvati, though Ben wants Rob out. Adam then tells Ethan that they have to take out Parvati, but Ethan thinks Adam made a bad decision telling him. And Ethan would be correct, because that was a very stupid decision. I don't know what Adam was thinking telling Ethan that they need to vote out Parvati, because Ethan is obviously one of Parvati's biggest allies. So, yeah, that's kind of stupid. I don't know why he's doing that. So, yeah, very, very interesting gameplay from Adam right now. At the call, Tyson, knowing he's a target, feels the need to put the target on someone else. He pitches to Yule and Sophie that Sandra needs to go for being too dangerous. So, again, like Parvati, like Rob, obviously, Sandra does need to go. So I think Tyson's plan to take out Sandra is a very reasonable plan. Sandra won twice. Sandra is very good at this game, so obviously she needs to go home. Yule seems open to vote out Sandra, but says that he does not trust Tyson. So, I mean, I wouldn't trust Tyson either. I mean, Tyson is a very interesting individual, to say the least. So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how Tyson's game goes forward in future episodes. So on a day 8 at the call, Tony picks up a shark to cook, which Sandra caught. So that was actually a pretty funny story, pretty funny scene, I mean, because I mean they just caught this shark in a net, and then Tony goes and picks it up, and the shark is like trying to bite his arm, and he's like running away with it. It was really funny. I really liked this scene. Yule decides that Sandra should stay because she keeps morale high. Yule then notifies Sandra that Tyson is targeting her, angering her as a result. So now that Yule has told Sandra that Tyson is going after her, Sandra is now really pissed and is now going to do everything in her power to target Tyson. Because, I mean, that's how Sandra plays. Anybody but me, you know? So, shouldn't be a surprise that Sandra took it this way. on the edge of extinction, Natalie, Amber, and Danny all receive notes directing them to a white tree. After getting to the tree, they find a chest with numbers on it. The note on the chest tells them that they must have the numbers in order to unlock the chest. Amber, remembering the numbers on the crate, runs to the mast where she finds the numbers on the crates. Amber, however, does not get the correct numbers. Natalie realizes that the string from the clue had shells on it arranged in a sequence of numbers. She uses the info to crack the code and win a vote steal advantage. She has to give the note to one player in the game, and the advantage would be on the opposing tribe. So yeah, a pretty interesting challenge there on the Edge of Extinction. I like that they are using the Edge of Extinction for things that actually matter in the game, because I know a problem that I had with the pre-merge of the first Edge of Extinction was that they barely did anything on Edge of Extinction. They barely got any screen time. And that was definitely a problem whenever Chris won and he was basically on the Edge of Extinction for the whole season, and we basically never got to see him on camera. So I definitely like that they are showing the castaways that are on Edge of Extinction and actually giving them stuff to do. Now, of course, they had the challenges in the original Edge of Extinction and basically all the advantages were given to Devins, but I do like what they're doing with Edge of Extinction right now. We'll have to see how it ends up playing, going together with the end game. Because I definitely don't want to see an end game similar to the first Edge of Extinction, to where let's say Danny, she gets back into the game at the final six and makes it all the way to the end and wins. That's not something I want to see again. You know, people definitely didn't like it the first time that happened. I don't think people will like it whenever it happens the second time, even if it's a winner. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see how Edge of Extinction plays out. Right now, I'm kind of liking Edge of Extinction. Look, Edge of Extinction definitely isn't my favorite twist in Survivor for sure, but I definitely think that this version of Edge of Extinction is an improvement, especially with the fire tokens coming into play. So I think the fire tokens are definitely helping Edge of Extinction have a purpose. So I think overall Edge of Extinction is improving right now, so that's a good thing. To call, Sarah finds Natalie's note in her bag. Not only will it cost her a fire token, but she has to infiltrate to the other camp and find the advantage without her opponents catching her. So yeah, she has to go to the enemy camp and search for the advantage that is hidden on one of the contestants' torches. So that was very, very interesting. I do like this. I think this is a very, very cool idea and a cool way to have Sarah get her advantage. I thought this was really neat. Sarah accepts and calls on her Cops R Us partner, Tony, to help her that night. I loved this so much. This has got to be my favorite scene of the season so far. Having Tony help Sarah go all spy mode going into the enemy camp. Oh man, I loved this so much. This was such a great scene, seeing Tony and Sarah team up. So she goes to Cele and finds the torches. After struggling for some time, Sarah finally finds the advantage and leaves without getting caught. This was a very, very funny moment. Ben, it looked like he almost got up, like he was like opening his eyes like and everything. So interesting, very, very interesting. challenge, I guess, mini challenge for an advantage or something, I don't know, but yeah, I thought this was very, very neat, and I thought it was very entertaining to watch. So on day 9 at the reward/immunity challenge, DeKal takes the lead, allowing them to get a head start in the puzzle. DeKal struggles in the puzzle, however, opening the door for Cele. However, both tribes were even on the puzzle. DeKal managed to finish first and win immunity once again. So yeah, Cele is not doing too hot on the challenges right now. They were behind throughout the whole challenge, and then they were able to catch up on the puzzle. But and Rob and Michelle were on the puzzle. However, Michelle was having trouble finding that final piece, and even were given another opportunity when I believe it was Sarah accidentally dropped some of the pieces at the very end. It was going to be her last piece, and she dropped it, and they had to put it back in. And that opened the door for Michelle, but she just wasn't able to find where that last piece goes, and it looked like it was a... I don't know how... That puzzle looked so freaking hard. Like, I know I wouldn't have been able to do that puzzle. So, I mean, good on them for making it basically to the last piece. I mean, gee whiz. But once again, Sele loses immunity for the third time and goes to Tribal Council. At Sele, Adam has a sit-down with Rob, telling him that Parvati will eventually go after him. Rob agrees, and so basically, Adam... What in the world are you thinking? You were literally giving away your entire plan to the opposing alliance. You don't do that. He's won the game before. Why is he playing like a freaking idiot? He is a Survivor super fan. He knows how the game works. He has won before. He definitely knows how the game works. I don't know why he is going to Rob telling him that they're gonna vote off Parvati. Because I'll tell you this right now, if nobody ever told Rob, nobody ever told Ethan, nobody ever told Parvati, they probably could have voted Parvati off. They would have had the majority. They could have done it. But instead, Adam goes to Rob, tells him that they're going to vote off Parvati, and then guess what happens next? Rob then goes to Michelle and Jeremy to pitch an Adam blindside, which Parvati is down for. She says, Adam broke the cardinal rule of Survivor, which is telling your plan to an ally of the person you're targeting, which is true. He literally went to Rob, Parvati's number one ally, said that they were going to vote off Parvati. And so, stupid. Adam, I don't know why Adam is playing so stupid right now. Like in the first two episodes, I feel like Adam was playing a pretty smart game. But then all of a sudden, he just turned dumb. Like, I don't know what Adam is thinking right now. So, yeah, I'm very confused. Michelle, Jeremy, Denise, and Ben are flabbergasted, understandably so. Michelle talks to Jeremy about targeting Ethan to weaken Rob. Michelle also considers taking out Adam for exposing the plan to Rob. And I'm going to tell you this right now. You know what? Let me just get into the results of Tribal first. So at Tribal Council, Adam points out that players that have played multiple times have bigger targets, inciting a response from Rob. While the trio of Rob, Parvati, and Ethan vote for Adam, the new schoolers minus Adam, who voted for Parvati, blindside Ethan. This is the dumbest. Look, I'm sorry. Ethan is my winner pick. Let me throw that out there right now. Or at least winner pick for the boys. I picked two winner picks. I picked Ethan and Parvati. But Ethan was my winner pick for the boys. And look, I'm not mad because he was my winner pick. I'm mad because this is dumb. This is supposed to be pros. These are supposed to be the best of the best Survivor players right now. And they're playing stupid. They're playing stupid. Voting off Ethan was the complete wrong move. They should have still went with Adam and voted for Parvati. Because Parvati is a much bigger social threat than Ethan. Parvati gets whatever the frick she wants. And that's great for Parvati. I'm not saying that's a negative for Parvati. That's Parvati's strongest suit in this game. And trust me, I told you guys, Parvati is my winner pick for the girls. So obviously I don't want her to go home because I want to be right, you know? But it's one of those deals to where they're being stupid. Parvati is one of the biggest threat, is a much bigger threat than Ethan. They should have just stuck with Adam, voted Parvati off, and then they probably could have convinced Ethan to go away from Rob, and they could have gotten Ethan. I don't know what in the world they were thinking, voting off Ethan. Ethan was the dumbest choice to vote off. Dumb. Like, these players are playing dumb Survivor right now. You got Rob and Parvati up there, and instead you vote off Ethan? That's stupid. I'm sorry. That is stupid. Adam was playing stupid by telling Rob of the plan about Parvati. However, the other four were playing almost even dumber by not voting off Parvati and going for Ethan instead. They still could have voted off Parvati. It's not like Adam telling Rob the plan just completely ruined everything. They still would have had the numbers to vote off Parvati. They still could have totally done it. But instead, the four decide to vote off Ethan, a much less social threat, at least in my opinion. I mean, Ethan hasn't played since season 8. You know? He hasn't played with idols. He hasn't played with advantages. He hasn't played with any of these new school game stuff. Parvati has. Rob has. So, Rob and Parvati are obviously the bigger threats. What are they thinking? I am just so unbelievably flabbergasted in the choice to vote off Ethan instead of Parvati. And like I said, both of those are my winner picks. So I don't want either of them to go home. But Parvati is obviously the much bigger threat as opposed to Ethan. So we're going to have to see how this plays out. Because, I mean, Rob and Parvati are definitely in trouble. But they've been in trouble before. So especially Parvati. So they both made it to the end twice. So I'm sure they could do it again. But yeah, Rob and Parvati are definitely still in trouble, but they should have voted off Parvati. They should have done it. It was stupid for them not to, but we'll just have to wait and see how this pans out in the future episodes to come. So, what do you guys think? Should they have voted off Parvati? If you're watching this on YouTube, let me know in the comments section down below. We are now available on Google Podcasts, finally. I finally got that sorted out. Apple Podcasts, it's still... Apple's weird. So, we're still going to have to try and figure out what's going on with Apple Podcasts. But if you're watching... If you like to listen to your podcast on Google, you can do that now. So, that's great. It's also available on a bunch of other platforms. So... if you don't know if it's available on your platform, I guess just search up Tribal Council, a Survivor recap show, and see if it's available. So if you, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Tribal Council, Survivor recap show. Man, I'm stumbling over all my words today. I am Bryce West signing off. Thanks for listening.